Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in chapters 27 and 28 of the book of Isaiah. We'll listen to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, read chapter 27, and then we'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of chapter 28. Denise is on Christian radio here in Denver, Colorado. She's been so since 1997, over 20 years. She is currently the co-host of the morning show on 91 AM KPOF, The Point of Faith. Denise also narrates books for Amazon, Audible, and various other authors. Let's listen in to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, on Isaiah chapter 27.
Isaiah 27. In that day the Lord with his hard and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day a pleasant vineyard, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it, lest anyone punish it. I keep it night and day. I have no wrath. Would that I had thorns and briars to battle. I would march against them. I would burn them up together. Or let them lay hold of my protection. Let them make peace with me. Let them make peace with me. In days to come Jacob shall take root. Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots, and fill the whole world with fruit. Has he struck them as he struck those who struck them? Or have they been slain as their slayers were slain? Measure by measure, by exile you contend with them. He removed them with his fierce breath in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this the guilt of Jacob will be atoned for, and this will be the full fruit of the removal of his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altars like chalk stones crushed to pieces. No Asherim or incense altars will remain standing, for the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken like the wilderness. There the calf grazes, there it lies down and strips its branches. When its boughs are dry, they are broken. Women come and make a fire of them. For this is a people without discernment. Therefore he who made them will not have compassion on them. He who formed them will show them no favor. In that day, from the river Euphrates to the brook of Egypt, the Lord will thresh out the grain, and you will be gleaned one by one, O people of Israel. And in that day a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were lost in the land of Assyria, and those who were driven out to the land of Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain at Jerusalem.
Isaiah 28.
Ah, the proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim, and the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is on the head of the rich valley of those overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord has one who is mighty and strong, like a storm of hail, a destroying tempest, like a storm of mighty, overflowing waters. He casts down to the earth with his hand. The proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim will be trodden underfoot, and the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is on the head of the rich valley, will be like a first ripe fig before the summer. When someone sees it, he swallows it as soon as it is in his hand. In that day the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory, and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, and a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. These also reel with wine and stagger with strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They are swallowed by wine. They stagger with strong drink. They reel in vision. They stumble in giving judgment. For all tables are full of filthy vomit, with no space left.
To whom will he teach knowledge? And to whom will he explain the message? Those who are weaned from the milk, those taken from the breast? For it is precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little.
For by people of strange lips and with a foreign tongue the Lord will speak to this people, to whom he has said,
This is rest. Give rest to the weary, and this is repose.
Yet they would not hear. And the word of the Lord will be to them precept upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers who rule this people in Jerusalem, because you have said,
We have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we have an agreement. When the overwhelming whip passes through, it will not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and in falsehood we have taken shelter.
Therefore, thus says the Lord God,
Behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste, and I will make justice the line, and righteousness the plumb line, and hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and waters will overwhelm the shelter.
Then your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, you will be beaten down by it. As often as it passes through, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass through, by day and by night. And it will be sheer terror to understand the message. For the bed is too short to stretch oneself on, and the covering too narrow to wrap oneself in. For the Lord will rise up as on Mount Perazim, as in the valley of Gibeon he will be roused, to do his deed. Strange is his deed, and to work his work. Alien is his work. Now, therefore, do not scoff, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard a decree of destruction from the Lord God of hosts against the whole land. Give ear and hear my voice. Give attention and hear my speech. Does he who plows for sowing plow continually? Does he continually open and harrow his ground? When he has leveled its surface, does he not scatter dill, sow cumin, and put in wheat in rows and barley in its proper place, and emmer as the border? For he is rightly instructed, his God teaches him. Dill is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over cumin. But dill is beaten out with a stick, and cumin with a rod. Does one crush grain for bread? No, he does not thresh it forever. When he drives his cartwheel over it with his horses, he does not crush it. This also comes from the Lord of hosts. He is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom.
Referring to my personal Bible reading journals, I wrote back in 1991, primarily concerning chapter 28, I quoted verse 26, For his God instructs him and teaches him properly. And then verse 29, His counsel is wonderful and great. In 2001, I also didn't write anything on chapter 27, but I did on chapter 28. I was referring to verses 24 and 25. I wrote, At some time we have to quit preparing the ground and actually plant the seed. We pray for people, but we don't share the gospel message with them. Plant! The verses in chapter 28 actually say, Does he who plows for sowing plow continually? Does he continually open and harrow his ground? When he has leveled its surface, does he not scatter dill, sow cumin, and put in wheat in rows, and barley in its proper place, and emmer as the border? So my point in my journal in 2001 is clear. The ground is prepared. Plant the seed. It reminds me of another similar phrase I've heard. It's time to quit stirring and start painting. And in 2011, concerning these chapters, I wrote, quote, In that day must be the final days, the last days. The Lord is coming out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. And I was quoting verse 1 of chapter 27. And then I referred to verse 16 of chapter 28, and God lays a new foundation in Zion, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, Jesus himself. We see in chapter 28 that Israel is rejecting Isaiah's message. We see it in verses 9 and 10. To whom will he teach knowledge? And to whom will he explain the message? Those who are weaned from the milk, those taken from the breast? For it is precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Israel is mocking the message of Isaiah. Verse 14 tells us so. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers who rule this people in Jerusalem. What does Isaiah want them to hear? What does God want them to hear? Therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste. My English Standard Version footnote on that verse says, that sure foundation, embodied in Jesus Christ, is the good news that God saves as no one else can. It continues, Isaiah heaps terms upon terms to emphasize that God's salvation is worth believing in. Israel struggled to believe. Do you struggle to believe? Israel struggled to commit their ways to the Lord. Do you struggle to commit your ways to the Lord? As we close today's recording, let's listen to the words of the Lord in chapter 28, verse 23. Give ear and hear my voice. Give attention and hear my speech. Verse 26. For he is rightly instructed, his God teaches him. And the final verse of what we heard today, verse 29. This also comes from the Lord of hosts. He is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Don't be like Israel of old. Hear the word of the Lord. Don't reject that tested stone, that precious cornerstone, that sure foundation, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. If you haven't done so, give your heart to him today. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. And friends, if you did so, contact me at EzraProject.net. Let me know so we can pray for you. God bless you.